Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We now have a president who talks like a centrist.
Just relax. Find your center.
But is governing from the far left. And we're not going to be able to just sit around here in a honeymoon period and watch these things happen. It's important everyone is aware of it, that that's the direction that appears we're headed.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
He's singing.
Which direction we are going.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Test this, Rachel. I've been wanting to come on your show for months and months. You've been asking me to come on your show.
Get a room, you two.
Unchained and unstoppable.
President Biden is a big ice cream fan. So does that giant freezer full of ice cream really exist? I have not found it.
And you need to come on down to the cellar. I got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
My name is Joe Biden and I love ice cream.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
He loves ice cream. That makes him a great guy. How many times has he melted our hearts talking about ice cream? What was that, E! Online? Of course, Donald Trump wants two scoops. When he only gives the report, quote-unquote reporters from Time Magazine one scoop, he's the world's worst man. Let's impeach him again. Let's make it the third impeachment of Donald Trump. He only gave one scoop of ice cream to the reporters. Well, he had two. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We got a lot planned for today, as always. And the first thing I should say is I went down to dinner at the Mar-a-Lago on Saturday night with the mailroom manager and another couple.
Mar-a-Lago!
And I did see the President of the United States. I didn't speak to him, but when we walked in, he was in the lobby where he used to do those Sunday morning live shots with face the nation and the rest of them. And he was in there. He wasn't wearing a tie. He was wearing a white shirt, and he was with a couple of guys. It looked like he was on some kind of Zoom or Instagram or something like that, a call. He was talking, and I walked in, you know, on my way to the dining room with everybody else, and he looked up, and I waved to him, and he waved to me, but he didn't call me over like he used to, you know? I mean, I don't blame him. It's still a tough thing. This was his first Saturday night outside the White House. And I thought he might come down, though, for dinner to the dining room. It was a beautiful night. The weather's been beautiful down here. And his table was roped off the way it is when he comes down. It was a two table. So I thought it would just be him and Melania. But he never came down. But, again, I don't blame him for still being a little depressed. So Sunday, the next day, I go out to the beach club and I have lunch. And, you know, in the old days, there used to be these planes flying by, like the planes flying by on every beach when the weather's nice, right? They're hauling the banner behind them, the little planes. You know, two for one tonight at the Boca Ale House, or come watch the playoff games at the Dew Drop Inn, or two for one happy, you know, one of those. So the plane, and I didn't see this, but one of my, because I had left by the time, but one of my neighbors was there, and he saw it. The plane comes by. It's heading south towards Mar-a-Lago, about 2 miles south. The banner on the plane, it doesn't say, you know, come watch the games at the Dew Drop Inn. It says, Donald Trump, worst president ever.
Very fake news.
I mean, could they be any more petty, these people? What is the point of that? And the only reason whoever bought that, the only reason he has money to buy that stupid banner to try to embarrass the president is because the economy has been so good. And, you know, Donald Trump, unlike Barack Obama, or it looks increasingly likely Joe Biden, didn't try to shut down anybody's First Amendment rights. He wouldn't have a problem with someone doing that. Anyway, so, you know, and then you saw what's going on at the White House. Joe Biden, the most religious Catholic, the most religious president of the last 50 years, according to the New York Times. Really? Okay, yeah. He's signing orders today making a fourth trimester abortion legal. That means you can, you know, it's like the Northam rule in Virginia. But he's devoutly religious. So yesterday the motorcade goes down to the local Roman Catholic church nearest the White House. And as it's coming back, the motorcade pulls over to the side of the road. Did you see this story? You know why? Hunter had ordered takeout at the local deli, the bagel store. It had one of those cutesy names like Call Your Mother. You know, like sometimes they have a liquor store, Bottle and Soul, something like that. This is one of these cutesy names. And it's owned by a big...
Was it the Crack Pipe Cafe?
Call Your Mother. That was the name of it. Crack Pipe Cafe would have been a more appropriate name for Hunter Biden. And of course, they're all just still oohing and awing. Can you imagine if a motorcade with Donald Trump had ever been pulled over because Donald Trump Jr.?
How many tens of thousands of dollars is this costing in national security?
Yeah. What about it? This is a direct threat to the president of the United States. He is irresponsible. His children are irresponsible. Oh, aren't they great? They're just like any other family coming back from church.
Hunter, what flavor bagel did you get? Did you get onion or everything?
Yeah, do you get just regular cream cheese or cream cheese with chives? Oh, my God. Ugh. 84 339 says, shouldn't a more appropriate name for it call your mother, it should have been Call Your Baby Mama. Very good, 339. I guarantee you we wouldn't heard anything about it if it had been the Call Your Baby Mama deli that they stopped at for bagels. All right. Oh, and there was a lid put down. When was the last time that Donald Trump ever put a lid on the White House? I'm not going to be tweeting. I'm not going to be making comments. We're not going to do anything for 24 hours or 12 hours. Biden is in for 3 days, and they put a lid down. They put the lid down. He's not going to say anything. It won't be the last time, will it? 844-500-4242. 508 says, Joe and Hunter Biden are like Sheriff Buford T. Justice and Jr. I think Hunter is a little more sinister figure than Junior Justice. You remember that? There's this from Smokey and the Bandit he's talking about, one of the great movies of the 70s. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And 603 says, is Nancy Pelosi's favorite ice cream flavor impeachment? Yeah, exactly.
There's no way that you could come from my loins.
Yeah, I don't think Joe's ever said that either. I mean, I know Joe is a teetotaler and the Hunter is, well, not. But they seem very similar, actually, in terms of their sticky fingers, for one thing, among other things, and their tendency for their sticky fingers to end up in the wrong places, if you know what I mean, too. And I don't mean accepting 2.8 carat diamonds from Chinese oligarchs or moguls who have since disappeared. 603, finally the media reports on Hunter at last. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I bet, you know, if Donald Jr. or Eric had the same kind of track record as Hunter Biden, they would be saying it's a security risk for him to be living in the White House. What if he brings in one of those drug dealers? What if he brings in a stripper? You know, Joe's pretty old. What if he bumps into the brass pole in Hunter's bedroom? But it's a different world now. We've had a return to normalcy. Yeah, return to normalcy. Now the Indians are angry at Joe Biden. The Utes. Not the Utes like the ones who mugged that guy. 20-on-1 is Democrat fun in lower Manhattan. These are the Ute Indians. They have apparently a lot of oil and gas leases, which are now out the window. And the state of New Mexico, a predominantly Democrat state, apparently 40% of the state revenue is from these oil and gas leases on public land, which have now been at least a temporary halt put to. So they're kind of angry, not to mention Marty Walsh's labor union, the laborers, the pipe fitters, all these unions. You know what? The state of New Mexico, the Ute Indians, the pipe fitters, the laborers, they all should have seen it coming. We saw it coming. They should have seen it coming. They either weren't paying attention or they just thought somehow that we'll be exempted. When everybody else gets screwed, all the deplorables, they'll leave us alone. That's not the good reading of history. That's not the right way to read it. In the end, the revolution comes for everybody.
What is a Ute?
The what? Excuse me? Okay.
What is a Ute?
It's an Indian. You know, like Elizabeth Warren, like Ward Churchill. An Indian, a Ute. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls when we come back. Again, we got a lot of stuff to get through here. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here, chumps. More Howie Carr after this.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. There was a very heartwarming, believe it or not, story in the New York Post over the weekend about this guy. He's a pest control professional. He was in Brooklyn. Now he lives in Philadelphia, and he worked for this company. And they gave him a dog that could sniff out pests like bed bugs.
A beautiful dog, a talented dog.
It was a dog named Roxy, and they trained that. Supposedly it cost $15,000 to train Roxy and to buy her from a place in Florida. And she's part pit bull, just kind of a mutt looking dog. But it's a cute little dog. The dog's 4 years old, so its master or its keeper was a guy named Barry Myrick, and so he loved this dog, Roxy, and he and his wife, he's in his late 30s. They decided not to have kids, so he says Roxy is his kid, and so he got laid off from the pest control company when the panic came. And so he decided he would keep Roxy, and the company wanted the pest control company wanted Roxy back, and so they sued him, and he actually got thrown in jail, and for 15 hours he said, I spent 15 hours in jail. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. The stories I heard were unreal. Someone beat their stepdad with a baseball bat. I couldn't tell anyone I was there for a puppy. Remind you of anything, folks? Alice's Restaurant by Arlo Guthrie. You know, when they throw him in jail.
They all moved away from me on the bench.
Yeah. There was mother rapers in there. There was father rapers in there. And then I told them, I threw some garbage. Well, this is exactly what it sounds like. I was in there. I was protecting the right to own my puppy.
He does have a man bun.
He does. But I feel bad for the guy. I really feel bad for him. And he says, loved ones have tried to convince him to walk away. My family said, give the dog back, you'll get another one. But I've emptied out my bank account, spent time in jail. What else can they throw at me? I'll fight this to the end. She's not a golden retriever who'll be happy-go-lucky with anyone else. She has eyes for no one else. He loves that dog. So what's today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. I'm holding it in my hand right now. BOGO is back for this week only. Buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier and get one free. I got one in both of my hands. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you go to jail for 15 hours to keep your dog?
Maybe not 15 days, but I think 15 hours I go for Mr. Gooner. Yeah.
15 days, that's not a lot. I'd do 15 days for a dog.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. It time does not pass quickly when you're in stir.
15 months? No, absolutely not. 2 weeks I could do. 67% say they'd do 15 hours.
Yeah, I think that's about, that's what people could do. I don't think, I am, unfortunately, though, after reading this story in the New York Post, I think the guy's going to lose in the end. Don't you? I mean, it's just, it looks like the laws on the company side, you know, or he's going to have to pay him back $15,000. I don't think he's got $15,000 for the cost of training the dog.
I'm sure there's a GoFundMe to be had.
You know what? That's true. I'm surprised. Actually, when you think about it, Taylor, I'm surprised they haven't set up one already. I'm surprised there wasn't an address on the or a mention of it in the story. 844-500-4242. 339. Was Roxy a pug? No, Roxy was not a pug. Roxy looks like she might have a little Boston Terrier in her, but you know, it's a cute little dog. But you know, you care about your dog. It doesn't matter, you know, what breed they are. Or purebred mutt. It's just your dog, right? And Roxy is a Myrick's dog. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
Howie, how are you today?
Good.
Hey, I called about the pandemic, a couple of new developments, as you're aware of, and I heard in Grace's show today. First of all, Biden says there's really nothing we can do.
Right. He said he had a plan. Yeah. Did you see the tweet in October? I have a plan. Nixon said he had a plan, a secret plan to end the war in Vietnam in 68. Turned out he didn't have a plan either.
Right, right. And so I guess that means he will not be held responsible for all the deaths that occurred after his inauguration. So that's a good thing.
Right. Wait, you also see, Russ, that they, you know, they said, well, what about this 100 million people are going to get the vaccine? And Fauci said, well, you can't really say 100 million. That was a misstatement because a lot of people have got to get two shots. So it's really only 67 million people. So they're backing away from everything, Russ.
Hey, the other thing is the lockdowns. We had to be locked down. They had to destroy the economy. They had to destroy it. And they were only doing it, obviously, because they wanted Trump out. Because now that Joe's in, now the lockdowns are being lifted mysteriously all over. Even Parker is lifting the bans, the overnight
right.
Curfews. It's so obvious what they did.
Gavin Newsom in California, the fact that he's lifting the lockdown and letting restaurants open up to 50%, that has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that they've got 1.1 million of the 1.5 million signatures they need to recall him in an election. Has nothing to do with that. It has to do, he's following the science. He's following the data. But you know, it seems like there's a schism in the religion, the mask of the cult. You know, there's certain people wanted, like, say, Trump's gone. Emergency's over. We can move on. Go back to this, to our other religion of climate change. And then you have the sort of the hardliners, the people who want to worship the new mutant variation, B117, in the name of the Father and the Son, and the mutant variation B117. We wear our masks. Amen. I'm Howie Carr. You may have heard that many of the RV and camping shows have been canceled, but don't worry. Cold Springs RV is happy to announce the New England RV Show. This is Howie Carr, and if you're a...
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242-603 says Kevin Weeks couldn't do 15 days. That was Whitey's gravedigger. 2 weeks, I named him, because that's how long he stood up, 2 weeks. It was a better nickname than Fortnite, especially since his last name was Weeks. And 339 says, I don't know if I'd do 15 days to keep my wife. Oh, no, I'm in trouble now. Taylor checked, though. There is a GoFundMe page for this guy to keep Roxy. And it's raised about $15,000. That's how much the company says they spent on Roxy over the years.
So, I mean, I would try to do 2 weeks, Howie, but I just don't think I'd survive. Like, my heart would be in the right place, but I just wouldn't be able to come out of that.
Survive? What's so tough about it? Eat some lousy food.
That's not what prison is. Prison is not what you think. It's not like, oh, I'll just mind my own business and they'll leave me alone. No, Taylor, they're going to see you. You're going to be singing your Sinatra. They're going to come after you.
In what way, Grace?
I'm just saying. Plus, it's got to be tough.
You know, it's like the guy said, you know, he's just, you know, they throw you in there. I mean, you know, they're not treating him like, you know, he's not going to Supermax like the Joker, you know? I mean, they're just going to throw him in there with a bunch of drunks and people who are beating their stepfathers with baseball bats.
Yeah, you're with crazy people.
Choking chickens and, you know, talk to people who've been in the can and ask them if they'd be willing to do 15 days. I don't know.
I think it's a lot scarier than people probably imagine. And they want to start fights. That's all I mean. It's like they're looking to fight.
All right, Grace, it's time for Grace's news.
Yes, indeed. A lot of news to get to, Howie. I wanted to start with some good news. Actually, two pieces of good news. One, Kristen Sinema breaks hearts with this news that she will not even consider talking about voting to nuke the filibuster. A lot of people thought maybe that once Joe Biden became president, she would change her mind.
Great. That's great news.
Yeah, it came out today. This is her spokesperson. Kristen is against eliminating the filibuster, and she is not open to changing her mind about eliminating the filibuster.
Some of the real lunatics on the left are saying, well, you know, maybe Schumer could say, we won't kill the filibuster, Mitch, if you can bring us 17 Republican senators to vote to convict Donald Trump. I thought that was a thousand or a million to one shot anyway, but that's good. That's good news.
That's good news.
We got to stop statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico next, and we got to save the Electoral College.
Kristen Sinema is funny. She is she's an individual for sure. I mean, even during the State of the Unions, when no one on her side would stand up and clap, if she liked something, she would stand up and clap. I give her credit for that. She's not afraid of the mob or, you know, the far left of her party. She does what she wants to do, which is saying a lot nowadays for being a Democrat.
You know, I already miss Tulsi Gabbard. You know, she's talking about how these Democrats want to shut down the Trump people and they're against the First Amendment. And she filed that legislation at the end of the session to protect women's sports. It's really a shame she's gone for many reasons.
Yeah, but I mean, I hate to say this, Howie, but there's a lot of stuff she could have said when she was running for president. She got kind of tough afterwards, but she wasn't saying all this when she was running. She was backtracking on a lot of her positions.
Yeah, but she would still go on Tucker Carlson's show and she'd say, you know, we shouldn't talk about shutting down the First Amendment. She was the only Democrat a year ago that would say that.
Yeah.
I mean, the First Amendment has been on the table for these people for 5 years now, at least 5 years.
No, you're right. You're right. In other good news, GOP Senator Rob Portman announces he will not run again in 2022. He's an Ohio senator. And how, you know why he's not going to run? It's just...
Wants to spend more time with his dog named Roxy?
No, he's just... It's too hard to break through the partisan gridlock and make progress on policies.
Yawn.
In other words, he knows he's...
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
He knows he's got no shot. These are all people who are, I like to say, they're flaking out like Jeff Flake. So that's good news.
508, by the way, says, if Leahy presided over the impeachment, is he allowed to vote? Well, that's a good point. I mean, he's the judge, right? And by the way, Leahy is not quite as far gone as Biden, but he's getting there.
Yeah, he's up there.
He's another one. I mean, I can't. They're going to have someone whispering in his ear, and I don't mean salute the Marines.
Oh, listening to him question Brett Kavanaugh, that was painful.
Yeah,
he gets so close to the mic, it's like he's about to eat it.
Right.
You just hear every part of his voice.
He is really He slurs his words.
Yeah. More.
Biden can't read a teleprompter, but Leahy just slurs everything he says.
Howie, I saw George Stephanopoulos or someone today from ABC tweeted, Joe Biden's having his first press conference at 3:45. This is what they're going to do now. Every time he has a press conference, it's going to be celebrated. Like, it's so brave of him to take questions from the press. I'm wondering if he's going to have a list like he did during the campaign where he says, ABC Mary, do you want to go next? Really pathetic. Speaking of Donald Trump, though, his advisor says the former president is not currently considering launching a third party. Howie, I think this is great news. I don't know about you, but I prefer them to just primary all these rhinos rather than start a third party. Right. It just weakens everything if you do that.
Right. It just, again, I mean, look around the country, including Massachusetts. Libertarians, you have a third party libertarian. They've cost the Republicans a number of seats in Congress.
Right.
You know? And the third party, you could make the argument that Nader cost Al Gore the presidency. Thank God.
But how, you know what
did.
I always say?
I mean, it split the votes.
You know what I always say?
What?
Don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And that's what the libertarians do a lot of the time. They're so obsessed
right,
with getting
John,
their candidate.
Now John Brennan, James Brennan, excuse me. Is it James or John? I can never. He's a commie. Communist Brennan.
It's John Brennan, I think.
Communist Brennan says that the libertarians may be involved in this plot, this seditious plot. This erection insurrection.
He has managed to get away with so much, Brennan, and all he does is get on TV. There was a period of time when Barr came into the picture that I thought maybe he was getting nervous and like the walls were closing in. But man, that guy has just skated he has so many skeletons in his closet, but they never come up. Howie.
Well, our friend, you know, you've had him on the show and I've had him on the show, David Harsanyi. He had a great column today, and this is the lead of it. Every time former CIA director John Brennan appears on cable news to warn about some new insidious threat to democracy, I am reminded again how much he deserves to be in federal prison.
It's so true.
He's the one who should be in prison, not Roxy's owner, you know?
We do that poll question a lot, or we did it a lot during Spygate and, you know, all those stories. We would say, who would you most like to see actually go to prison? And it was, you know, James Comey, Jim Clapper, John Brennan. It was a lot of those people. My number one was always John Brennan because he's just so verbose and obnoxious. And he gets on TV and he protests too much, Howie, as they say.
978 has a good point. Libertarians cost Republicans the Senate. I'd forgotten this. If no Libertarian candidate, Perdue in Georgia would have broken 50%. He only missed it by a few thousand votes and avoided the runoff.
Very true. Guys,
against John Ossoff, as Biden calls him. Oh, everyone else calls him Ossoff, but Joe calls him Ossoff.
Guys, Grace's News is brought to you by HelloFresh. Take advantage of HelloFresh's New Year sale and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door, contact-free. Everyone's trying to do a lot of New Year's diets and things like that, and you can still eat great. And it's easier if you can cook your meals, know they're healthy, and know they're all pre-portioned so you're not going to waste anything or overeat. Right now, get 10 free meals, including free shipping during HelloFresh's New Year sale with code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. That's code Howie10 at HelloFresh.com. Howie, really quickly here before I hand it back over to you, did you hear the latest about Armie Hammer? There's an update on the cannibal man. I don't know what we're calling him now.
I saw a headline and I didn't even read it. What is the latest?
Another woman has emerged and she's a 22-year-old college student who dated him, and she says they would engage in knife play, during which he would cut off her underwear or bra using a knife. And at one point he carved the letter A on her body. This guy is a sick puppy, allegedly. He's an alleged sick puppy.
An alleged sick puppy. Okay, Grace, can we wrap up a little early here today and go to the Biden presser?
Oh, yeah, of course. And everyone, make sure you go to fallensbn.com and check out the deal. I'll be there February 19th, and I want to see you guys there.
All right, let's pick up a little bit. Are we going to join? Has he been asked the ice cream question yet? Or what kind of bagel he had?
Procurement to keep the country going safe and secure. And there's a law that's been in the books for almost a century now to make sure that that money was spent, taxpayers' dollars for procurement, is spent to support American jobs and American businesses. But the previous administration didn't take it seriously enough. Federal agencies waived the Buy American requirement without much pushback at all. big corporations and special interests have long fought for loopholes to redirect American taxpayers' dollars to foreign companies for the products that are being made. The result, tens of billions of American taxpayers' dollars supporting foreign jobs and foreign industries. In 2018 alone, the department spent $3 billion, the Defense Department, on foreign construction contracts, leaving American steel and iron out in the cold. It spent nearly $300 million in foreign engines and on vehicles instead of buying American vehicles and engines from American companies, putting Americans to work. Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch. Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan.
China won't control our economy.
American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain. And I know the previous presidents entered office by promising to buy America and instituting the Buy American policy. But here's why this is different and not the same. I'll be signing an executive order in just a moment, tightening the existing Buy American policies and go further. We're setting clear directives and clear explanations. We're going to go to the core issue with a centralized, coordinated effort. Look, today, I'm creating a director of Made in America at the White House Office of Management and Budget, who will oversee our all of government Made in America initiative. That starts with stopping federal agencies from waiving Buy American requirements with impunity, has been going on. If an agency wants to issue a waiver to say, we're not going to buy an American product as part of this project, we're going to buy a foreign product, they have to come to the White House and explain it to us. We're going to require that waivers be publicly posted. That is, so-and-so seeking a waiver.
I've heard enough. More mush from the wimp. Great news. The Gen 40 heater is back and just in time for the really cold temperatures. Oil prices are going to go up. The Keystone XL pipeline has been stopped. Joe Biden didn't talk about that today, but it has been stopped. 35 million gallons of oil a day that were in the pipeline are gone now. There's a new moratorium on fracking on federal land. That means natural gas. It was 10 degrees in parts of New England this past weekend. You need to start planning, and that means you need the Gen 40 heater, which I'm holding up in my hand right now. That's how light it is. Robert from the Cape says, the Gen 40 performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable, right, Taylor?
It is. We use it exclusively in the baby's room. We turn it on at night just before he goes to bed. It keeps him warm and toasty all through the night. There's no problems. I don't have to worry about anything tipping over or catching fire or anything like that. The baby is safe in there. He's nice and snug and warm, and he loves the Gen 40 heater as much as his parents do.
The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now, and you will need to pay close attention to the heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word HOWIEDEAL to get $50 off the sale price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word HOWIEDEAL for an extra $50 off. These deals are in high demand, so go right now to EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Come on, G-Dope, I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I was listening to Dementia Joe during the break. He doesn't even know what he's saying. He's just reading and stumbling and bumbling. We're going to have battery technology. Oh, that's great. Battery technology. And clean energy vehicles are going to replace everything in the federal fleet of vehicles. Clean energy. That means coal-fired.
There's a new thing this fellow named Edison came out with. It's really innovative.
They don't use coal-fired plants anymore. They use natural gas. They get it from fracking. You know the thing I'm going to end? Or is today the day I end fracking, or not the day I end fracking? I better check with President Harris.
I was talking with my buddy Nikola Tesla the other day.
Yikes. You think they're going to ask him, Mr. President, are you going to condemn the rioting in Portland and Tacoma and the West Coast? No? No one's going to ask him that question. What was the sermon that mass yesterday about, Mr. President? Do you recall? I didn't think so. Anyway. Yeah, he went to sign it in Fox. It's gone. It's over. 844-500-4242. Biden's fossil fuel freeze. Any doubt that the Biden administration plans to slowly regulate fossil fuels out of existence vanished this week. It just vanished right now when they said they're going to replace all the internal combustion vehicles on the federal fleet. First came the Keystone XL pipeline, but perhaps more significant is the 60-day freeze on new leases on federal lands and bureaucratic permitting. That pause could become a long-term ban. This is the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. Federal lands account for about 22% of U.S. oil production, 12% of natural gas, 40% of coal. Drilling and exploration shifted to private land during the Obama administration. Now the Biden administration may shut that down, too. Oh, he is taking questions. Okay, let's hear a question.
Safe and secure for the students, for the teachers, and for the help that's in those schools maintaining the facilities. We need new ventilation systems in those schools.
He seems to be out of breath from lifting the pen.
For people coming in and out of the classes, we need testing for teachers as well as students. And we need the capacity to know that, in fact, the circumstance in the school is safe and secure for everyone.
The circumstance,
for example,
is safe.
There's no reason why the clear guidance will be that every school should be thoroughly sanitized from the laboratories
really?
To the hallways.
Why
didn't
we
think of
that?
And so this is about making, and none of the school districts that I'm aware of, there may be some, public school districts have insisted that all those pieces be in place. And I might add, it's the same kind of thing I hope we can do with small businesses and businesses, making sure they have the capacity to test their workers when they come in, to make sure they have plastic dividers between their booths and in their restaurants, etc., to make sure they can sanitize. So it's not so much about the idea teachers
there's no sanitizing
going to work.
Going on right now
teachers,
in the United
know,
States
they
of
want
America.
To work. They just want to work in a safe environment and as safe as we can rationally make it, and we can do that, and we should be able to open up every school, kindergarten through eighth grade, if in fact we administer these tests. And it'll have the added advantage, I might add, of putting millions of people back to work. All those mothers and fathers that are home taking care of their children rather than go to work even when they can work. They're not able to do it unless they have the luxury of working distance-wise like many of us do. They're not able to do it. And so this is about generating economic growth overall as well.
Great. Allison Reiter.
They are doing it by name.
Thank you, Mr. President.
What is ABC Mary going to get a
chance? From Reuters. I wanted to ask a question about Navalny.
Reuters.
If you are considering imposing sanctions on any of the individuals involved in his attempted poisoning.
In his attempted what?
Your return.
Oh, Putin. 844-500-4242. Lord. Do eighth graders have a truce with the virus where ninth graders will be stricken dead? Yeah, that was weird. Kindergarten through the eighth grade. What about high school? Does he even know what it is?